the air.
Your good friends, Raleigh Cigarettes and Cool Cigarettes, those cigarettes with valuable coupons, again present their new show starring Jack Pearl as the Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall, Mae Questel, Robert Bernard, Morton Bow Tenor, and Tommy Dorsey and his swing band. Remember to
save those coupons.
And the coupons that come with Raleigh cigarettes are well worth saving for beautiful premiums.
But don't Raleigh's cost more than other cigarettes?
Not a cent more. Raleigh cigarettes are more distinctive in taste, but Raleigh's now sell for the same price as ordinary brands. And they come cork-tipped or with plain ends.
Or if you like a cigarette with a touch of mild menthol to cool each puff, try a pack of Cool. They're soothing, refreshing. They're cool, and they carry the same valuable coupon.
Why not make your smokes pay you a dividend? Try a pack of union-made Raleigh cigarettes or Cool cigarettes and save those coupons. Johnny Dorsey and his orchestra, and Edith Wright doing the Gooner Goo. As Charlie has been having dinner at the Baron's house tonight, suppose we join them in their stroll downtown. And here they are, Charlie Cliff Hall and that world-famous fabricator of your favorite fables, the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Understood me. I didn't say I didn't enjoy the dinner, Baron.
No?
No, all I said was that's a badly trained dog you have. During the entire meal, he kept nipping at my heels.
We can't blame him for that, Charlie.
We can't blame the dog for trying to bite me all through dinner?
No.
Well, why not?
Well, how would you feel if someone was eating out of your plate?
Huh? Oh, that's a fine thing.
Yeah,
is that what I was doing?
Yeah, only I must ask you.
What is it?
Confidential.
What?
How do you like my wife?
Oh, there's a wonderful girl, Baron. I don't think you appreciate her. Why, she was telling me that before she met you, she was only kissed by two parties in her whole life.
That's right, Charlie. Yeah. Before I kissed her, she was only been kissed by two parties.
Two parties, yeah.
The Republicans and the Democrats. I know, but how do you like her?
What was that argument? Didn't I hear her threatening to jump off a building?
Funniest woman in the world. She's always threatening to jump off roofs, jump out of windows.
Uh-huh.
And all last year, she had me worried, but now I feel safe.
Oh, you mean she won't jump now, huh?
No.
Well, why?
leap year is over. It's all over now.
You know, my wife is mad today.
Yes?
Keep walking, anyway. You know, my wife is mad today because I played a racehorse. And playing him in a racing pool, all I had riding on him was $1.01.
What do you mean? You had $1 on the cent riding on him?
That's right. Just $1 and a penny riding on him.
Buck, penny rides again, huh?
Ah, come on, keep walking, Baron.
Yeah.
Of course, my wife is the cool and collected type, like, well, like Queen Elizabeth, if you know your history.
Charlie, don't be a zimp.
What do you mean, a zimp?
Queen Elizabeth couldn't have been the cool type.
Well, why not?
Well, doesn't history say she went for a Rolly?
Went for... Oh, yeah, well, you got that in. That's a nice cook. All right.
Yes, yeah,
sir. Thank you, I got it.
Hi, Baron. Howdy.
Oh, hello, Ben.
Well, who's that?
Oh, then that's the man who lives next door to us.
Oh, yeah?
He demonstrates window shades for a living.
Well, is there any money in demonstrating window shades?
Oh, he pulls down about $10,000 a year.
Pulls down it. That's very cute.
You know,
pulls down.
Oh, you know, I must tell you something.
What is it?
You know, I was playing mud pies, you know, with his little girls yesterday.
Yeah?
And we made mud heads of everyone on our program but you.
Mud heads?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you make my head?
The mud wasn't thick enough.
Oh, that's
the
part.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Judge. How are you feeling today?
Oh, about the same, thank you.
What in the world is the matter with the judge?
Don't see any sleeping sickness.
Sleeping sickness?
Yes, but it'll never be noticed.
Well, how do you mean sleeping sickness will never be noticed?
You know, the doctor says if they can't cure him...
Yeah, what are we going to do?
They're going to send him to Congress.
They're going
to send... Yes, yes, yes. Look out, sir.
Hey, you better watch the lights when you cross the street. You almost got it that time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let him hit me.
Let him hit you.
I teach him a good lesson.
What?
Today I'm ready for him.
What do you mean you're ready for
him? I've got a stick of dynamite in my hip pocket.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah, you're all ready for him. That's 12. Yeah.
Let him hit me.
Go ahead.
But come on, Charlie.
What?
I want to stop in this auto agency a minute.
Now, don't tell me at last you're going to get a respectable-looking car turning over a new leaf.
No. Just turning over my old page.
The old page car, yeah.
Old well, page.
At least, Baron, you...
Told him not to use that one.
You've had a car for years and never had a wreck.
You mean I've had a wreck for years and never had a car?
So what type are you getting?
I was thinking of getting one of those cars that don't need any horn.
A car that doesn't need a horn?
Yeah.
Well, why doesn't it need a horn?
You know, they got a sign in front of the car.
What does the sign say?
Dodge Brothers.
Dodge.
You know.
Oh, it doesn't need a horn.
No,
Dodge.
Don't need a horn.
Never mind.
They
don't need a horn. Tell me this. What type are you going to get?
You know, one of those we had our dinner cars.
What do you mean, we had our dinner?
V8. You know V8?
Oh, V8.
Don't get excited.
All right, let's go inside.
Good evening, gentlemen. Big ticket, please. Mr. Horrell will be with you in a minute.
Mr. Horrell? I thought his name was Horowitz.
It was, but we just had a hold up here, and it scared the wits right out of me. Here's Mr. Horowitz now.
Hello, comrade.
Charlie?
What?
It's him. Expect yourself, Peter.
Now, don't jump to conclusions, Baron. It looks like Boris, but the name is different.
Don't say anything. I dry him out.
Go ahead.
My friend, your face is familiar.
So are your jokes.
Now, I know it's him.
Now, wait a minute, Baron. Mr. Horowitz, do you know Boris Petchaselski?
He's my cousin.
Your cousin, eh?
Yeah, he worked for that Baron Donkeyhausen.
Donkeyhausen? Charlie, please, do me a favor. Let's get out of here.
Come on, he's all right. Let's do business. By the way, Baron, what kind of oil do you use in your car?
Oh, I just tell him how lonely I am and how beautiful they are.
Oh, wait.
And then...
No, wait, not that. What are you talking? You got it all mixed up.
I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you mean.
Not that kind of oil. I mean auto accessories. How do you get your auto accessories?
Same old way.
Same way, huh?
I just toot the horn, open the door, and they step in.
That's the way you get them, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you ain't such a fool as you look.
Who says I'm a fool?
Who doesn't?
That's the last straw. You know, I give him the brass knuckle.
Oh, now, Baron, control yourself. You're here to trade cars, not punches. Wait a minute now. Before you get a new car, I want to warn you to stop picking up those female hitchhikers.
Right.
Or someday you'll learn a lesson from it.
Charlie? I already learned one.
You learned a lesson.
Yes. Last week I picked up a beautiful redhead.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what a girl.
Well.
And suddenly she threw her arms around me and started hugging and kissing me.
Well, why didn't you holler for help?
I did. And she stopped.
She stopped hugging and kissing you?
Yeah.
Well, what lesson did you learn from that?
Well
what? Well, come on, tell me, what you doing?
Never holler for help. Never. I tell you.
That man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and their own special version of Marie. Jack Leonard and the boys will sing.
Keep walking, Baron.
Wait.
What?
Here's a pet shop.
Yeah?
I think I buy a cat to take home.
A cat?
Yeah.
Why? Have you got mice in your house?
Mice?
Yeah.
He got so many mice, he don't dare to tune in on a cheese program.
On a cheese program?
Oh, we got so many mice. Bing, I...
Good evening, gentlemen. I just sold my pet shop, but you like the new proprietor. He's a charming man.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, Baron, come on, let's go in. What is that?
Quiet! Here.
Hunt,
shut up. Where's the boss here?
Comrade, a pleasure.
It's him again.
wait a minute. Hey, are you Boris or his cousin Horowitz?
I'm his cousin Ivanov.
I'm enough of you to listen here. I am the Baron Munchausen.
Yeah, from what he said, I thought 2 ears would be longer.
You hear that, Carl? Yeah. You hear that? By golly, it must be raining dogs and cats. Well,
why, what happened?
I just stepped in a poodle.
A poodle?
Oh!
A poodle.
Hey, if I take a dog, will I have to get a license?
Didn't your wife have to get one when she took you?
Ah, a wife, people, huh? But I'm no dog.
You'll grow.
Yes.
Come on, Baron. Never mind him. Show him you're no dummy. Tell him about the Darwin theory.
Yes. Don't say nothing. I call my new dingo too.
Go ahead.
Listen, Ivanov. Do you know why I am... He don't know what.
Well, go ahead.
But don't say nothing. Do you know why I am like a baboon?
I know you are, but I don't know why.
I mean, my ancestors sprang from apes.
They must have been poor jumpers.
Oh! Sorry, listen. What? If I ever hit him,
yeah.
I give you my word, if I ever hit him, I make a Republican out of him.
What do you mean you'll make a Republican out of him?
He'll be out for the next 4 years.
He'll be out.
He'll be out for the next 4 years.
Hey, maybe I could sell you a pet rattlesnake to keep in your basement. Have you got a basement? You know, a cellar.
Listen, Mr. Ivanov. I got 3 zealots. And the one where I keep my liquor, you know something? I call that Gone with the Wind.
Well, why is the one where you keep your liquor like that great novel, Gone with the Wind?
Well,
what?
Ain't it the best seller?
Yes. Ain't it the best seller? Well, let me tell you something. I ought to put you in a cellar. How about that mongrel pup you sold me once? You told me he'd grow into a magnificent Russian wolfhound.
Yeah, but can I help it if the 5-year plan fails?
The 5-year plan? The Russian wolfhound. I get it. Yeah, I understand.
Oh, hi. I bought this cat here yesterday, and he's nipped me 3 times.
The cat nipped you 3 times? Do you want to exchange him?
Yeah, but here's 10 cents to pay for the catnip.
Hey. Maybe I could sell you this dog, Baron.
No, thanks, please. I got a dog. Yeah, yeah. And he eats garlic 3 times a day.
Eats garlic 3 times a day?
Yes. He's not a dog to be sniffed at, you know. But, that's all right.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
sorry,
cute.
Too. Yeah. But the only thing he'll chase is the living skeleton from the circus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think he's a movie dog.
Because he chases the living skeleton, you think he's a movie dog?
Yeah.
Why?
He's after the Tin Man.
He's after the... Oh, yeah.
He's after the
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey, what's his name?
Well, you know, they made me put a muscle on him, so I call him Max Schmeling.
Well, why Max Schmeling?
They wouldn't let him fight.
They wouldn't let him fight, yeah. That's a very timely thing.
That's very timely, yeah. He's got a mane like a sow.
Yeah?
You know... It makes him look like a Chinese wrestler.
Now, wait a minute, Baron. You're starting those lies again.
No, I give you...
Now, wait a minute. A mane like a chow isn't going to make him look like a Chinese wrestler?
No.
No.
That's the only place I ever saw a chow mane.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kent. I'm a starving man. Could you get me a bite here?
Sure. Bite him, Rover.
Out! Well, thanks for the bite, friend.
Okay. Call again.
Charlie, you
what?
Know, I don't see enough. I think this place is screwy, you know?
Oh, and there's a possum. Or rather, opossum. Yes. Baron, what's the difference between a possum and opossum?
Well, I guess the opossum belongs to the Irish branch of the family.
Oh, don't tell me there's a skunk, Baron. Oh, hey, we better go. Come on.
Don't be silly.
What?
Didn't I ever tell you about my pet skunk?
You had a pet skunk?
Oh, sure.
Did you have a bell around his neck so you wouldn't lose him?
No. I always knew very much.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
But you know something?
What?
It was very sad.
Say it, sir.
One day, I lent him to a magician to use in his act.
Oh, well, I can guess the rest. The magician made the skunk disappear.
No! The skunk made the magician disappear. You know?
Yeah.
I think you might know, Charlie. Hey. Why does that big dog keep staring at my head as though he'd like to eat us?
Just before you came in, I promised him a bone.
Yes. Well, if you come outside and say that,
well, never mind. Now, calm down. Let's all go outside. I shouldn't have come in here in the first place.
Right.
I'll bet I'll have my animal dream again tonight.
Your animal dream?
Yes. Every night for the last week, I've had a dream that I was surrounded by wild animals who crept up on me and bit me and bit me and bit me.
Every night for the last week, they crept up on you and bit you and bit you and bit you.
Yes, sir. What's that a sign of?
It's a sign you better burn up your mattress.
Yes, sir. Off I go.
Talk of this and that. I'll admit I may be talking through my hat. But when I say I love you, I'm talking through my heart.
Yes, it's the voice of Morton Bow, and the song is Talking Through My Heart.
I confess my store of information is not complete in many ways. In school, I never was rated a star. I'm a dud at clever conversation. I'm always hunting for a phrase to say how perfectly lovely you are. When I talk of this and that, I'll admit I may be talking through my hat. But when I say I love you, I'm talking through my heart. Though it often isn't right, I agree with people just to be polite. But when I say I love you, I'm talking through my heart. I might say more than I do, but the words refuse to come. Yet the fact that I'm in love with you, lovely you, shows I'm not so dumb. Something magic in your eyes makes it hard for me to speak above a sigh. But when I say I love you and want you to say you love me too, I'm talking through my heart to you.
Tonight, the Baron is moving his information bureau to the roof of Radio City, where, with a huge telescope and searchlight, he will describe Manhattan Island. We'll pick him up just getting out of the express elevator.
Your books, Baron?
Your script, Baron.
Your briefcase, Baron.
Charlie, what? Who are all these boys?
Oh, they're page boys, Baron. There are 1,200 page boys in Radio City. Did you know that?
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, instead of Radio City, they should call it Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards? Why?
Over 1,000 pages.
Yeah. Oh, ho, ho. Ladies and gentlemen, the Baron.
Friends, Manhattan Island was bought in the year 1614 for $24.09.
What was the 9 cents for?
Brooklyn. it is bounded by the East River, the Harlem River, the Hudson River.
Where's Old Man River?
In Tommy Dorsey's trombone. The Hudson River will soon be known as Radio River.
But why radio?
Why? It's got so many tubes in it.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, it's got so many tubes.
Is that Washington Bridge over there?
I beg your stuff, what'd you say?
Is that Washington Bridge over there?
No, madam. That's the famous Try to Get a Loan Bridge.
Try to Get a Loan Bridge? What do you mean, Try to Get a Loan?
Try borrow.
Try borrow.
All right, I was born someplace else.
What part of Long Island is that over there?
That's the part that babies cry for.
What do you mean?
Astoria.
Astoria. What are you talking about?
I now throw the searchlight at the New York Post Office. Any questions?
Yeah. Who's the head of all the post offices in the United States?
Well, put two childish games together and you've got it.
You put two childish games together?
Yeah.
One must be post office, but what's the other?
Holly, the leader.
Holly, the leader, yeah. Holly, the leader. That's very cute.
Are you listening, Jim?
Hey, Baron.
What?
What's that building being started over there?
That's the site for the new eye hospital.
A site for sore eyes, eh?
I don't like your cousins either, you know?
Well, let me look through that telescope a second, Baron. Oh, say, I can see Jersey perfectly.
Is that true?
Yes, the hills are bare, the trees are naked, and the fields are nude.
Charlie!
What?
Jersey is over there.
It is?
Yes. You're looking in a minty bird that's threatening you.
Oh, fine. I didn't know that.
Oh, yes,
but what do you
say? Down there is the Ultimate Restaurant. Where you drop in a nickel and a cup of coffee comes out.
If you drop in a counterfeit nickel, what comes out?
The manager. And that is Ellis Island, where all the immigrants are examined.
What do they do with those who can't speak English?
Well, they give them jobs as radio announcers. Now, if you will line up, I'll show you a close-up through the telescope. Now, don't crowd, one at a time, please.
Oh, I see the French casino.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a dancer with a body coated with just gold paint for a novelty.
Yeah.
Oh, won't the police arrest her?
No. Not until the novelty wears off.
Next.
What's this I'm looking at?
My lady, that's a tourist filling station.
No, Baron, that's a hot dog stand.
Ain't that a tourist filling station?
Well, yeah, I never thought of that.
Baron, I wish you'd point out a place where I could buy some jewelry as a present for my wife.
Well, now, there's Tiffany's, Cartier's, Black Star and Frost. Excuse me, please. How long have you been married?
15 years.
15 years. There's Kresge's, 5 and 10. That's it. And now look.
What?
There's the Tom's prison.
The tomb.
Yes. The tomb. and the most famous inn in New York.
The most famous inn?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Inn for 6 months, inn for a year.
Oh, yes.
Famous inn.
I have a friend in there now for breaking a girl's heart.
It's
going to cost him $5,000.
$5,000 for breaking her heart? Oh, I have a friend who kicked a girl while swimming and broke three of her ribs, and it's only going to cost him
$500. $5,000 for a broken heart and only $500 for three broken ribs? Did you hear that, Baron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that should be a lesson to every man here.
Another lesson.
Yes. Never break their heart, men. No. Here, never break their heart.
What should they do?
Kick them in the ribs. It's cheap.
Yeah, go on.
Orchestra, Nagasaki. Swing it, Tommy. Pack-a-day smoker, you can get 365 valuable coupons this year by smoking Raleigh or Cool cigarettes, plus extra coupons if you buy them by the carton. And here's just a few of the good things those coupons can bring you.
60 coupons brings a deck of gilt-edged Congress playing cards with your initials. Or 100 coupons are good for a smart, thin-model, enameled cigarette case.
125 coupons brings a fine pair of Canterbury silk stockings. 250 coupons are good for a beautiful Parker pen and pencil set that has a retail value of $5.
A black walnut highball table is only 275 coupons. A cocktail shaker of Chase non-tarnishing chromium, only 300.
And if a couple combine their coupons, they'll have more than enough for a 26-piece set of Oneida Community Par Plate silverware.
There are many other beautiful and useful premiums offered to anyone living in the United States. Wouldn't you like to earn a bonus of premiums in addition to enjoying a more distinctive cigarette? Why not begin to get that bonus tonight? Do one of two things.
Step up to any tobacco counter and ask for Cool, the popular mild menthol cigarette.
Or ask for Raleigh's, the straight Turkish domestic blend. Raleigh's have been reduced to the price of ordinary cigarettes. Now they're not a penny more than the brand you've been smoking. But Raleigh's give you a cigarette that really is more distinctive in flavor, as well as a choice of cork tips or plain ends.
Again, we say, smoke a dividend-paying cigarette. And save those coupons.
Two cigarettes on the air.
Tune in again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Vaux and the music of Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.